This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when were you guys your hungriest? Now, I'm not talking about hungry, you know, for career or, you know, for, you know, a relationship. But, I mean, I'm talking just hungry. When do you remember always being hungry? It's funny. I don't remember being hungry as a little kid. I don't remember being hungry in medical school or anything like that. I don't even remember ever being hungry. Even though I was, obviously I got hungry. But I do remember high school. High school, I was always craving something. I, you know, you would have those kids selling those dollar chocolate bars. And a dollar for a whole chocolate bar was a lot of money. But they were big chocolate bars. And I was like, well, you know, I'm hungry. I'll spend it. They still cost a dollar, although now they're smaller. But these, oh, I remember they had caramel and nuts, and I'm like, just give me the plain chocolate. But, I mean, I would just devour it in seconds. And maybe it's because of our metabolism. Maybe it's because we're bored and or we're tired and we're under, we're sleep-deprived, so we look for carbs to wake ourselves up. Maybe it's because it's stress or comfort food. But boy, I always had to eat. And I wasn't obese or anything. My metabolism handled it. Then in college, I just remember, you know, eating when I needed, you know, when I had time. Medical school, too. I mean, you, even if you weren't hungry, you were like, okay, eat. Because you're not, you know, you're going to go hours without having a chance to eat. So if you have time to eat, you eat. Yeah, some saying in medical school used to be, if you have time to stand, sit. If you have time to sit, sleep. You know, I mean, there. You know, if you have any amount of time to do anything, right, and you realize you have those few minutes, do something, whether it's eating. And I learned how to eat very, very quickly. I remember coming home from medical school and visiting my folks, and I would be polished off with my lunch in like or dinner in a minute. And they're like, why did you do that? And I go, well, because you don't have time to eat. And to this day, I still eat very quickly, which is bad. If you want to lose weight, you need to eat slowly. You need to really chew your food, etc. But these kids, kids being hungry is something that can really be capitalized on by companies. And even though schools are trying to be healthier, you know, limiting snack machines and things like that, apparently a California campus is embracing a new kind of food delivery via robot. They say students at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California, are going to be able to order snacks and beverages for the first time from a bright-colored roving robot on wheels known as SnackBot. It has six small wheels. It's electric. And it resembles a combination of an igloo cooler and a Volkswagen microbus. They say, or it may even look like a NASA-built vehicle, right, that, you know, is roving, right, Mars. The electric vehicle has a camera, headlights. It could travel 20 miles on a single charge. It could go up hills in the rain, according to Pepsi Company. Pepsi Company partnered with this, right, so that it could sell Pepsi products. And Scott Finlow, Vice President for Innovation and Insights at PepsiCo Food Service, said the autonomous delivery vehicle taps into two trends among college students, a growing desire for healthier food and a desire for on-the-go sustenance. The result of students becoming less inclined to eat three fixed meals each day. And you want to know what? It's not in our human nature to have three fixed meals a day. I think our bodies do better when we do that, but it's in our nature to eat as we go when we're hungry. As long as you don't eat crap, that can be pretty healthy, where every couple hours you have, you know, a carrot or a celery stick or whatever. So, they say whether it's you're outside in a dorm, lecture hall, cafeteria, library, now students could have food delivered to them. Apparently you download a SnackBot app. You plug in your university email, and that's how you could beckon a SnackBot. So the company's going to start out with these three robots on campus. Now, my concern is somebody's going to hijack the robot and kick the crap out of it and take all its goodies. So I don't know if they're going to be operating at night or not. But, you know, we now have Uber Eats, we have Grubhub, we have DoorDash. And, you know, so students, they're more of the mindset of rather than going to a traditional cafeteria and sitting down, I'll just order what I want on an app. The only thing is I wonder how we are doing in terms of trying things new. You know, like if I go to a buffet or I go to a cafeteria, I may be like, all right, I'll try this. But if it's an app, I'm only going to order what I know. You know? So that's interesting. So, SnackBot will not be able to interrupt classes. All right? There's no delivery fee. You download the SnackBot app, place an order. Students can then select from 50 designated delivery locations. So you'll be like, okay, I'm going to be by Ham Hall or Richard Hall or whatever. And then on the menu, there's PepsiCo's Hello Goodness vending machines offering Smart Food Delight, Baked Lays, Sun Chips, Pure Leaf Tea, Bubbly, Life Water, and Starbucks Cold Brew. You'll be able to track your order, open the machine's lid, using a button in the app, meet the robot at a particular delivery window. Now, the robot is only going to hang around for 10 minutes before it moves on to its next customer. And nobody can steal your food because you have to, with the app, open it up. They also say there's ways where you can now get packages delivered via robot and things like that. They say the Denver Broncos' latest pickup is a Bud Light pouring robot that delivers beers with the push of a button. So, as you see, this is where we're going. You know, the more we see robots used and we're all excited about it, we're giggling about it, the more you should be worried, okay? We aren't going to need pizza delivery people anymore. Cars now, these companies are now testing out, you know, automated cars. So, and many of you are fine with that because you don't want somebody sneezing on your food. But hope we have jobs later. That's all I could say. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. forever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. My tummy is growling. So I'm sorry if you hear my tummy make a noise. And maybe it's because I'm trying to lose weight, you know? And I'm trying to cut back on my calories. But, you know, there's an article at Healthline, and I like Healthline. I'm a big fan of their site, where they actually kind of teach you how to do a 1,500-calorie diet that you may be trying to do to lose weight. They say many people choose to follow a 1,500-calorie diet plan to jumpstart weight loss and control their food intake. So they've done an article on how to follow it and do this. Now, 1,500 calories is a crapshoot in terms of if that's going to make you lose weight or not. It's really individualized. You know, if you burn a lot of calories, you know, and you, you know, burn maybe 4,000 calories a day, I mean, you could probably lose weight on a 2,200 calorie diet, right? But if you sit around and do nothing, burn less than 500 calories a day, 1,500 calories, you may not lose weight. And they say the number of calories you need does depend on your physical activity, your gender, your age, your weight loss goals, overall health. So you need to first calculate your overall caloric need. And they say it's necessary to calculate the total number of calories you typically burn each day, which is known as your total daily energy expenditure, called your TDEE. TDEE. So the easiest way to determine your TDEE is by using an online calculator, they say, or the Mifflin, like Dunder Mifflin, right, the office, St. George equation. It's a formula in which you plug in your height, your weight, and your age. So the equation for men is you can figure out your calories per day if you take your weight in kilograms, multiply it by 10, okay? So let's say you're about 212 pounds, so that's about 100 kilos, okay? So you'll be 10 times 100, that's about 1,000. Then you take your height in centimeters, multiply that by 6.25, okay? So if your height in centimeters is, let's say you're 70 centimeters, 70 times 6, 420, maybe about 400, 500. Okay, so now you're at about 1,500 calories. Then they say minus 5 times your age. So if your age is 25, minus 125, plus 5. That comes up with your calories per day. Women, calories per day is 10 times your weight in kilos, plus 6.25 your height in centimeters, minus 5 times your age, but we have to subtract 161. So men get to add an extra 5 calories. Women have to subtract 161. And that's how you calculate your TDEE. They say, they say to calculate your TDEE, the answer from this equation is then multiplied by a number corresponding to your level of activity, known as activity factor. So let's say your calories now are about, let's say, 1,500. If you are, or let's say 1,000. Let's say your calories end up being 1,000, okay? If you have a sedentary lifestyle, you'll multiply that number by 1.2. So then that would mean 1,200 calories. If you're lightly active, or you exercise very lightly, maybe 3 days per week, 1.375. If you're moderately active, or you moderately exercise most days of the week, 1.55. If you're very active, you multiply it by 1.725. That would be me. I'm very active. And then if you're extra active, where you do strenuous exercise 2 or more times per day, 1.9. So if you end up calculating 1,000 calories and you do extra active, you'll be at 1,900. So now you have to create a calorie deficit for weight loss. Now that we know what your calorie intake needs to be, now we need to figure out what we need to do to get you to lose weight. So, they say a reduction of 500 calories per day is suggested to lose 1 pound per week. This would equate to 52 pounds weight loss a year. Now, here's the problem. This calories in equals calories out never works. I'm sorry, it never worked for me. I would look at my treadmill, I would burn calories, I would count the calories I ate. Long term, it just didn't work. Because I think there's so many other factors to our metabolism, all right? But I would rather you do something. And if calories in equals calories out helps you remember to eat less calories, we'll go with it. But it's not going to be an exact science, so don't get frustrated and don't quit. But they say if you cut 500 calories a day, you will probably each week lose a pound, and then you'll lose about 50 pounds at the end of the year, okay? Now, they say, remember, gut bacteria, metabolic rates could change it. But what they did is they looked at 35 studies, observed weight loss of anywhere between 0.0004 to 2.5 pounds per week. And calories were restricted by 240 to 1,000 calories per day. And they found that slow, consistent weight loss seemed to work. Okay, you know, you don't want to lose 10 pounds in 1 month. It's not going to stay off. But if you lose 4 or 5 pounds a month, it will. So they say determine your caloric needs, then create a calorie deficit by subtracting 500 calories from your TDEE. Aim for a slow weight loss of 1 to 2 pounds per week. So now, what sort of foods can you eat? Well, They say your major diet should be full of non-starchy vegetables like kale, arugula, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, mushrooms, asparagus, tomatoes. Okay, I'm done. I don't like any of those. Fruits could be berries, apples, pears, citrus fruits, melons, grapes, bananas. Starchy vegetables, you could have plantains, peas, sweet potatoes, butternut squash, and they say potato. For fish, you could include some sea bass. Sea bass is expensive, though. Sea bass, salmon, cod, clam, shrimp, sardines, trout, oysters. Eggs, they say whole eggs are more nutrient-dense than egg whites. So you can't have whole eggs. You can have poultry and meat like chicken, turkey, beef, bison, lamb. Plant-based protein sources like tofu. Plant-based protein powders, although I would avoid powders. Whole grains like oats, brown rice, quinoa, bulgur, barley, millet. I don't even know what a lot of those are. You could have legumes, chickpeas, kidney beans, lentils, black beans, and more. They say you could also have some healthy fats like avocado, olive oil, unsweetened coconut, avocado oil, coconut oil. They say you can have some dairy. They even say full fat or reduced fat plain yogurt. Seeds, nuts, nut butters like almonds, macadamia nuts, pumpkin seeds, walnuts. Yeah, eating seeds, a handful of seeds, is also a good key to weight loss. Unsweetened plant-based milks like coconut, almond, cashew, and hemp. They say you can add seasonings galore, turmeric, garlic, oregano, rosemary, chili pepper, black pepper. They say for condiments, you could use apple cider vinegar, salsa, lemon juice, garlic powder, as opposed to like the ranch dressing. And they say for non-calorie beverages, you could have water, sparkly water, coffee, green tea. So you could see that there's a lot of foods you could eat. You could really mix this up and make some tasty meals and still be under 1,500 calories. They say make sure you have protein. It's the most filling. Combine it with some fiber, non-starchy vegetables. You also don't want to overeat protein. But they say you do have to avoid the following. So if you're going to try to stick to a 1,500-calorie diet, you need to avoid chicken nuggets, fries, pizza, hot dogs, refined carbs like wheat bread, sugary cereals, white pasta, bagels, crackers, corn chips, tortillas. No added sugar. Table sugar, baked goods, candy, You got to avoid the processed foods like processed meats like deli meats and bacon, boxed pasta dishes, cereal bars. Cereal bars, guys, those are processed. Packaged foods. They say you got to avoid fried foods like potato chips, deep fried foods, donuts, mozzarella sticks. You got to be careful of diet and low fat foods like these diet bars, low fat ice cream, low fat chips, diet frozen meals, low calorie candies. They say you got to avoid sweetened beverages like soda, fruit juice, energy drinks, flavored milks, sweetened coffee drinks. So there's a lot of things you guys do. Yeah, like I was going to have some beef jerky today. I was going to have an energy drink and some carrots and celery. Only the carrots and celery are allowed, not the energy drink and not the beef jerky. Now, mind you, they say you may need to, splurge a little bit, okay? And I would rather you do that. I would rather, if you really want a chocolate chip cookie, have a chocolate chip cookie, then go completely stark, and then all of a sudden you're at a party and then you just gorge. I would, when I lost the baby weight, I still had chocolate, a little bit of chocolate every day. And it took a year to lose the baby weight, but it stayed off. And then if I did have a treat, I didn't rebound so quickly. So basically they say fast food, refined carbs, added sugars, you got to limit. Try to get more starchy food. They have you can have a breakfast egg and avocado toast. For lunch, you can have some grilled chicken with some spinach and carrots and chickpeas. For dinner, you could have some cod with broccoli. So, Healthline gives you some ideas on what to do for your diet. I know, not fun, but for those of us that need to lose weight, we got to think about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Thursday marks the 13th day of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight, the main sticking point still being border security as both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are digging their heels in. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump is just looking for border security.
If you read his tweets even this week, if you listened to him yesterday, he clarified that. He said that you can call it whatever you want. In other words, we need border security. It may include a wall. It may include steel slats. He tweeted this out. He talked about this.
Utah Senator-elect Mitt Romney is still drawing a lot of attention after his comments in an op-ed regarding President Trump. The senator said today he wants to work with both sides of the aisle.
I look forward to working with the Republicans and with Democrats, working with the President, members of the House and the Senate. We'll have some differences, and I expect that each senator and each representative will express their own views as they think best. I'm not worried about what other people think about what I have to say.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Just so pretty. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to be hearing about dry January. And this is something that's relatively new. Okay? This is relatively new. And I think that it started in 2014. By the charity Alcohol Concern UK. So Dry January is something that started in Europe that we're starting to pick up here, where people who want to get off alcohol, right, and, you know, make a New Year's resolution that they stick to, will then participate in Dry January. So, they are asked to stop their drinking for the entire month. Now, researchers found that this actually works. The study found that UK residents who tried to abstain from alcohol for the month of January back in 2018 continued to drink less 8 months later. So in conjunction with the charity, researchers at the University of Sussex in the UK conducted a series of online surveys of people who planned to take the challenge last January. At the start of the challenge, more than 2,000 people were polled about their alcohol use and other lifestyle habits, as well as how they felt about drinking. By August, 816 people remained in touch with the researchers and filled out another survey. Now, prior to the challenge, the average number of days the volunteers reported drinking in a week was 4.3. Now, remember, in Europe, they seem to drink a little bit more than, you know, we American folk. But by August, if they did this Dry January, it had lowered to 3.3 days. The average units of alcohol people drank dropped, too, from 8.6 to 7.1, amounting to roughly half a glass. They also reported becoming drunk less, from 3.4 times a month to 2.1 times on average. And then the volunteers felt feeling accomplished, 93%. 88% said they saved money. Feeling more healthy, 70%. Losing weight, 58%, compared to when they took the survey before the no drinking challenge. And they say the benefits also extended to family members, etc. So, you know, this did rely on people self-reporting. You know, if they go, oh, yeah, I feel good. Or, you know, yeah, I drank less. They could be lying. But there is something to this. You know, my kids decided to do, I don't know where they came up with this, and I'm really impressed with them, because sometimes they do a lot of stupid. But my kids, this time around, pretty impressed me. And I love my kids, but I say it like it is. And they decided to, about 2 years ago, see who could go the longest without drinking soda pop. And it went about a year until one of them was having some stomach issues. And I said, look, take some Coca-Cola. Right? And they decided to, you know, call it a draw. But they went a year without drinking soda. Well, one of them is starting to now overdrink soda again, and I got to get them back in it. But the other one, he's like, no, I just want water. I don't really want soda anymore. And so one of the little tricks that we need to do, and I've talked about this with you guys on the show before, is if you want to avoid something, you need to, in your mind, make it distasteful. You need to think of a candy bar as something disgusting. You need to, like, retrain your mind. You know, we had to do this whenever we broke up with somebody that we really cared about. We had to, in our mind, think of them as somebody, you know, disgusting. And that's hard to do when the person's gorgeous. But what would work for me is, you know, I would always fall for the guys that were womanizers. And so when, you know, I would have to kind of try to get them out of my mind so I could move on, you know, or so I wouldn't be tempted to go back, I would just keep reminding myself, well, they're a womanizer. They're a womanizer. You know, they're going to cheat on me. And after a while, I kind of fell out of, I don't want to say I was in love with any of them, but I mean, the attraction waned. Same thing with a potato. Same thing with French fries. I fantasize about French fries. With the salt and the little glisten and the little crispy edges, I could just dream about French fries. I dream about chocolate. Okay, you got to stop that. You have to do these mind games where you make yourself dislike what the chocolate or French fry is. And so with alcohol, you know, sometimes abstention really works. That's how AA works. AA is brilliant. If you ever can, go to an AA meeting, even if you don't drink alcohol. It's fascinating how successful it is and why it works. When we were medical students, we had to go to an AA meeting, and it was amazing. I learned so much, and it's like I wanted to keep going even though I didn't drink, really. You know, it's just I found it so therapeutic to just hear what other people have, you know, deal with, and you know, whatever you thought your problems were, they're nothing compared to the guy next to you. And you see how people overcome. It's so positive. I'm a big fan of AA. Huge fan of AA. But for some people, they have to abstain. You know, they can't just dabble. But you need to tell yourself that, nah, I don't like it. Now, women do a lot better cutting back on alcohol because of the calories. They're like, you know what? Rather than drinking a rum and diet, maybe I'll just have the diet and then I cut the rum calories. So a lot of us women can look at something by the calories and find a disgust for it. But, you know, men need to work on that as well. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study comes out saying you've got to avoid low-calorie sweeteners. I think low-calorie sweeteners make you gain weight. They say replacing sugar with artificial sweeteners using Diet Coke and other soft drinks has no effect on weight loss. And we still don't even know if there's any long-term health effects. This is the largest analysis we've seen thus far of the health effects of non-sugar sweeteners to date. And German researchers found little robust evidence to support claimed health benefits or to rule out increased harm for long-term use. They say a small number of studies showed slowed weight gain when the sugar was replaced by sweeteners, weight gain. They say from the 56 studies in the review, the effect was of low or very low certainty, and there was no evidence that swapping the sweeteners would help obese patients lose weight. And I tell you why. The reason why is you take in this artificial sweetener and the body is expecting sugar. Artificial sweeteners are hundreds times sweeter than regular sugar. So your body senses the sweet coming because the tongue receptors, and your pancreas starts to shoot out insulin, and your body gets all nice and ready for a huge sugar load. They're expecting like pounds of cotton candy coming down the pike based on that artificial sweetener. And then what ends up coming down? Diet soda. Now the body doesn't know what the hell to do with it. So the body, which is why you could risk hypoglycemia, the insulin is going to try to find some sugar. But then your body's like, whoa, 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 something's wrong. Everybody halt, slow down. Let's slow this down. We're not getting real food. And when the body detects that it's not getting real food or it's starving, it's going to slow down your metabolism. So people who take in artificial sweeteners end up having lower metabolism. And that's why we don't see them lose weight and possibly gain. They say other studies raise fears that increased artificial sweetener consumption could also increase cancer risk. Still no such link confirmed. We know that in rats, you know, we've seen some cancer reports with saccharin. But we really seem to have, you know, proliferated the use of aspartame and saccharin and all these artificial sweeteners. And we love them because we think they're calorie free. But there was a study that even found diet drink consumption linked to stroke or dementia. So my suggestion to you all is if you need something sweet and you want to have a little taste of something and you're not a diabetic, I would rather you have the real sugar. Or freeze some grapes. Frozen grapes are some of the yummiest treats out there, and they taste like candy. Freeze some grapes. I'd say it works. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. This story came out a couple days ago where there's a way to test your drugs to see if it's laced with fentanyl. Now, why would anybody be kind of testing their drugs? Well, you know, I think we have some stereotypes about people doing drugs. We think people doing drugs are doing drugs just because they want to get high and they really don't care about their bodies. And that may be a subset of people who do drugs. But there's other people who do drugs to function. There are some people who use cocaine to because they're addicted to it and they need to get through work or get through the day or stop the withdrawal. Well, same thing with heroin. And they have become addicted to the painkiller. And they have a family to support and all that. And this is kind of what they do to be able to get dressed and show up at work. Don't be naive, people. There are a lot of people in industry out there that are technical drug addicts. And I hate using that term because drug addict is something, a term formed in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. With people who just, did drugs for fun, are addicted, just do nothing but sit there and do drugs. And that's not the case. A drug addict is somebody who is addicted to drugs, dependent on them, and needs to use them to function. And they could be all around you. Hopefully they're not your pilot, or your surgeon, or your bus driver, or your kid's teacher, but they're out there, people. They are. So, there's now, I guess, a fentanyl test strip so you could test to see if your drugs are laced with fentanyl and could put you at risk for an overdose. The average person who does drugs does not want to die. They don't want to overdose. That's another stereotype that's out there. People are like, well, he overdosed on drugs, so I guess he wanted to die. No, they don't. The average person that overdoses does it by accident. Or they're so stoned that they go for that next amount, that next hit, and they don't realize it could kill them. I really urge you guys to see Wolf of Wall Street. Not really a kid-friendly movie, but it was a fantastic movie. And there's a scene where they're taking these Quaaludes, and nothing happens. They don't feel anything. So they take more. And I see this a lot with pain pills. I see this a lot with alcohol. They're like, you know what? Looks like it's weak. And so people will take more, and then all of a sudden they're out because it kicks in late. That's how some people overdose. So according to a new report by the CDC, fentanyl is now the deadliest drug in America, is linked to nearly 29% of all overdose deaths in 2016. The synthetic opioid is about 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine and produces a powerful high. It's cheap, sometimes mixed into street drugs, without the buyer even knowing. And as you know, it's like 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. So it is strong stuff. So there's a fentanyl test strip. It's technology developed by the Canadian biotech company BTNX to test urine samples for the presence of the drug. And the strips work basically the same way when they're dipped in the residue of cooked heroin or when a little water is added to empty bags of cocaine. And it works like a pregnancy test, yes, except in reverse. One line on the strip suggests that the drugs are positive for fentanyl. If there's two lines, it means it's negative. So in the study, researchers at Johns Hopkins and Brown University determined that the test strips worked to detect even low concentrations of fentanyl in street drugs. So they were that sensitive. So they say our findings bring to the table evidence that could inform a public health approach to the fentanyl crisis. They say smart strategies that reduce harm can save lives. They say, according to the study, several programs in the U.S. that distribute clean syringes to people who use drugs have already started to use these fentanyl test strips. We see them in ER departments, etc. Now, are they 100% effective at eliminating an overdose? Probably not. And there could be some false negatives. So you have to be careful. You may say, oh, I'm good, and I could take it and still overdose because you're doing heroin. But don't assume that somebody doing drugs doesn't care what their drugs are laced in. They do. Some may want the lace, some may not. So, it's interesting that that's where we're at now. We've been talking about how to combat the opioid crisis by actually giving people heroin or, using drugs to make them feel like they're on a narcotic, but not. And there's all these different suggestions on what to do. Many of the suggestions, go after the doctors, say make them stop prescribing. We were talking about racism with and bias. There's a study out from Oregon that EMTs and paramedics may be biased against people of minority. And when they looked at versus socioeconomic status, et cetera, it didn't matter. It appeared that black men and women appeared to get less pain medication than white men or women. And this study is one of many out there that highlight the fact that people are treated differently in medicine. Now, sometimes you do have to examine a person and understand that they are built differently. Men are built differently from women, right? And people of ethnicities have different builds and different physiological advantages and disadvantages. But in terms of pain medicine, you do have a bias out there where people will look at a male and think that they are in less pain than a female. And men feel pain too. You know, we talk about biases a lot. Heart Month in February, National Heart Month. We talk a lot about female heart disease. We should talk about male heart disease too, but females, you know, get a lot of the media attention these days now. And they say how, you know, women will not complain of chest pain many times with their heart attacks. And so they won't be diagnosed with a heart attack because many women will present with either nausea or trouble breathing or some dizziness. And so we will misconstrue somebody's lack of pain for not being a serious life-threatening illness. And so we have to, as medical professionals, get rid of our bias. And we have to realize that, you know, if somebody says I'm in pain, but they aren't screaming and yelling and crying, that doesn't mean they're not in pain. You know, I found it fascinating that male OB residents were much more empathetic than female OB residents, because when I was a family resident and I was delivering babies, I would hear these women screaming, especially Hispanic women. And Hispanic women would very commonly forego the epidural, not want the epidural and do it naturally. Tough. Tough women. I really respected them for it. But they would be then louder than other women giving birth. And from a cultural standpoint, they would be screaming, ay, 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 and they would be doing a very ritualistic sort of scream with their pain that would help them with their pain. And I would hear women doctors go, oh, my gosh, honestly, they're over dramatic, they're over whatever, please. I never scream that much in childbirth. And I'm like, no, 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 you don't understand. This is cultural. This is how they deal with their pain. This is something that they, you know, just like, you know, we learn owie or ow. Or, you know, we learn certain terms. These are ways that people express their pain. And it's very cultural, and it works. It's very effective. These women that refused to take an epidural were able to get through their childbirth one way or another. But then if somebody doesn't scream and they're quiet, like when I'm in pain, I'm quiet. I hold my breath. I stop breathing. If I'm in a hell of a lot of pain, I just can't breathe. I get really quiet. Well, then somebody may not give me pain medication because I may not say anything. So, you know, we got to get rid of our biases. Not everybody's the same. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.